Daf Nun Amud Aleph, right before a couple lines before Halacha Daled. So Rav Avu Ala Arbel, he went into Arbel. Where's Arbel? It's a place in Eretz Yisrael near Tveria. It says over here. V'yiskavu gav Abba Bar Binyamin. He was received as a guest by Abba Bar Binyamin. Asim Shon Levi'ilin Batzlai. So he came and he asked him about these onions that grown it during the Shvi'as year, and then they developed new growth in the post-Shvi'as year. V'hori lon kahadad Rav Zeira, and he paskin like Rav Zeira said. Remember, Rav Zeira said, "Mekivin sharabul of hachadash is muta." Those of you who did the last two blot know what I'm talking about. The Rav Zeira halacha was that if you had a onion of the seventh year, and then it grew new leaves in the eighth year, according to one shot. And the way we were learning, we said that just like once it becomes a rove of the mutter growth, it'll be mavatal, the miut of the shvias growth. So that's basically what he paskin like. Chamsan smichan alai, he said he saw they were preparing to rely on him in practice and use those onions. Amalani said to them, I was only speaking about crushed onions. Whole onions, I'm not ready to be mata those.
What's the difference? So what's the
question? So in number 9, he says, where the original onion was still intact, the growths cannot nullify it for one of the reasons we mentioned before, because it's chashuv or because that was the source of it. But where the original onion had been crushed, it's not significant, and therefore you could rely on the bittul.
So he took something that was probably usser and crushed it and it became mutter.
That's correct, through bittul. Correct. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi. So he said like this. He said a different kind of like a spin on the story. I know the beginning and the end of the story. So what really happened was, Rav Avu originally ruled in accord with Rav Zeira that the growth of the replanted onion nullify and are matter of the root. However, Kadishma Rav Lov Rabbi Mi Pligin, when he heard that he had people that disagreed with him, as to say those were the other two shitas. So then Shramina, he backed away. He backed away from Zeira's Kula. And he said, no, only if they were first crushed. So basically, now you know the rest of the story. And that's basically it. So this is just some maisalach. But the bottom line here is that it has a beautiful summary here that I think it's kedai to read inside quickly. In summary, on page 58.2, right below footnote 11, in summary. There's a dispute in the Gemara whether the growth of a plant can nullify its root. All agree that new growths can nullify the root where it ends up being a chumrah, meaning that if you started in the sixth year and you plant and it grew into the seventh year, replanted in the seventh year, that what grows in the seventh year will nullify that which was growing in the sixth year, even though it's a miut. All agree that. For example, if a previously tithed onion is replanted, the new growth will render, that's talking about trumas and maestras, so it, new growth will make it, you have to give maestras on the whole plant all over again. By the same token, if a six-year onion is replanted in the seventh year, the growth of the shvias year will render the entire onion subject to shvias restrictions. The dispute is where the nullifications will result in a leniency if he comes out with a kula. Rav Zeira says the new growths can nullify a forbidden root and permit it if they exceed its size. So if you have 7 into 8 and 8th is more, then 8th is mavatal the 7th. Rav Lo and Rav Yimi say no, new growths cannot nullify a previously auster root. The root has a certain kashivas. Now that was specifically regarding Shavias that they had their argument. All agree that when it is a different kind of an Isser,
it's amazing. It's
all agree if it's a different kind of an Isser, I think the handle is broken.
Could very well be.
Yeah. all agree when it comes to other Isurim that the new growths are only going to make a Chumrah. Shvius is the only time there's a Tzad Heter. And we said that the reason why there's a special Kula by Shvius is because Shvius is an Isur in the Karka, not in the Chetza. And that's what we said, that's how we explained it. Okay, that's the summary.
Shvius,
the reason why there's a shita that's makel to say that the new growth can be mavatal, why there is a shita like that of Rav Zeira. It's basically he's answering. Remember, we said that Rav Zeira was contradicting himself. Rav Zeira also said that if you had a miser, something that you were masakin and you replanted it, you have to be master it all over again. So you see, the new growths convert the whole thing, the whole onion, into new something completely new. That contradicts his psak by Shvius, where he says that the new growths are mavatal the old one. So teretz is that one is din in the karka, and one is a din in the kefza. Okay, let's go on. So now we know there's a rule. He has a He has a rule here like this. Vegetables which are picked during he starts off with a whole. We had svichim. We mentioned svichim many times already. That there's a problem that the chacham made an iser on things that grow wild, right? So vegetables are typically a product of the year in which it's picked. So only vegetables which were picked during Shvius are subject to the Svichim prohibition. But the Chachamim were concerned that vegetables that were sold in the beginning of the eighth year might actually have been picked during the Shvius year. And that would make them subject to the Svichim Iser. So and even if they were picked in the eighth year, but if they reached full maturity in the seventh year, it would be the same halacha. Right? Mm-hmm. So to mitigate these concerns, they made a rule that all vegetables whose growth could have begun during Shvius are forbidden for consumption in the eighth year. As if they were indeed Shvius produce. Okay, so that's a gzera. Now, let's stop with that. That's enough detail. So the question is, when are you permitted to buy vegetables in the year following the Shvius? In other words, when does this Isser fall off? There's an Isser Darbonim to buy any vegetables in the beginning of the eighth year, because it may have grown in the seventh year, or it may have been picked in the seventh year.
Does it need a stamp of approval if that tells us what it is? In other words, at what point in time of the year do we not have to ask?
I don't see anywhere where there's a conversation going on over here. It doesn't seem to be. This is not a factual. It's not a factual thing. We're going to see in a second. By the way, the Shita Saramah he brings down over here is that no matter what, the Issa Svichim never extended beyond Hanukkah. Hanukkah, that was Sof. Beyond that, it doesn't matter.
The seventh year.
The eighth year. I'm talking about the eighth year. The Svichim. We're talking about the Issa Svichim in the eighth year. It never extended beyond Hanukkah. Okay? That's the Rama. Okay, so Mishi Osaki Yotzabai, this is what we said many times, that if you have stuff that grows, if you have a green pepper, right? So the green pepper, it takes 2 weeks to grow. I don't know how long it takes to grow. 4 weeks to grow. So, 90
days.
What?
90 days.
90 days? I'm not talking about from scratch. I'm not talking about the plant growing. I'm talking, maybe I'm talking about, okay, whatever it is, 90 days. So at 90 days, let's say for example, so now you can buy, you can, what?
Hanukkah.
It's 90 days. That's not going to help us. Can you pick something that grows a little quicker? How about a cucumber? Okay.
Radishes,
31 days for radishes. This man definitely has a garden.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have radishes. So after 31 days, you can buy the radishes in the supermarket, and you don't have to have a conversation. That's my point. There's no need to be bodek. Oh, was this from previous year? Hachamim released the Isser Svichim at that point. There is, if the vegetables are known to have remain attached. One second. No, that's the other way around. No, that's the other way. Sorry. Never mind. Yeah, never mind. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. So Mishnah Yotzei Yotzei. Okay, also Habakir Hitter Ha'afil. Once vegetables are in early ripening locations have developed, so if let's suppose you are in Pikesville, and in the Pikesville area all of a sudden there's some early growth that has, you know, in 30 days it all is ready. In other areas, you know, in Towson and in Owings Mills, it hasn't grown that much. Obviously, I'm not talking about Bakuslars, but in Eretz Yisrael, in a similar type of a situation. Once it's mutter, once it became mutter in one location, all the locations are mutter. You can buy in all the markets. That's what it's saying. Also habakir, if there is early ripening locations, hitter ha'afel, even the later locations are permitted.
That's because it's derabbanan.
Yeah, that's his derabbanan. Rabbi hitter likach yarkon leitzoy shias miyad. Now Rabbi, we're going to see this again and again, that Rabbi is matter immediately. So he seems to argue. He seems to argue on this whole thing. So what? It's like this. He has a little history over here.
The 16th.
So the rabbis initially made it also to import vegetables from lands outside of Eretz Yisrael, even in non-Shvius years, because they were worried that there would be clods of earth attached to the vegetables, and that would bring in Tumah of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim into Eretz Yisrael. We didn't want that, right? Rebbe permitted importing foreign produce, and so as a result, the markets were full of vegetables from Chutz La'aretz. So there was no more chash that this came from the seventh year of the Shemitah growth, because we had so much, you know, foreign vegetables. So therefore, he permitted the purchase of the vegetables immediately after Shvius. Now, it says, what about during the Shvius year itself? So there, he wasn't ready to be matret, because if he were to be matret then, he would undermine the whole Gzeir Drabbanan of Svitim, and he certainly didn't want to undermine the Gzeir Drabbanan to begin with. So he therefore left that in place. Okay, so let's go to the next thing. Shemen Shreifa, you all know, is Shemen Truma, that became Tameh, that has to be burnt. Now, even though it's Tameh already, so there's no problem of taking. If you would have Truma Tahira, obviously you couldn't bring it to Chutz La'aretz, because that would be Tameh the Truma once it hit the Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. But if you had Truma that was already Tameh, so what's the problem? Let me take it outside of Eretz Yisrael. But it says in the Mishnah, no, you cannot do that. You cannot take Shuma Tameya and burn it outside of Chutz La'aretz. And also, you can't take Shvius at all from Aretz to Chutz La'aretz. So this is a Feirush Mishnah here. Now, this is people should, when they learn Shvius, they should be bothered by this in the year following the Shemitah year, when they go into Shomrei to buy their Esrog and Sukkos, they should say to themselves, why am I seeing Esrogim from Eretz Yisrael here? These came from the Shemitah year, and there's a Mishnah that says you can't bring Esrogim from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. It's a Mefarish Mishnah. Lekaman de Poligala, there is no argument about this. This is, everyone is masking this. It's halakha. So what's going on over here? Why are we matter it? What? No. The reason. Okay, I hear what you're saying. You're saying that may. Okay, let's examine that. Maybe you're onto something. Let's see over here. Yeah. First of all, I wanted to mention the reason behind why you can't bring Truma Tameya to Chutz La'aretz. He has over here in the second paragraph in the second column above 18, it says the prohibition against removing the contaminated truma from Eretz Yisrael, even that would apply even during non-Shemitah years. Of course, that's a general all-around iser. that was a drabbanan because they wanted to equate the law of contaminated truma with that of disqualified kachim. So the latter, the kachim, which became tamei or disqualified psulim, that you have to burn within the boundaries in which it would have been eaten had it not been disqualified. So if you had kachim kalim, you have to burn it within the walls of Yerushalayim. If it's kachim kachim, it'd have to be within, right, within the Beis HaMikdash area, right? So it was decreed that truma, because truma is also called kodesh, so that should also be burnt inside Eretz Yisrael, where it would have been eaten had it been tar. That's the reason brought that over here. Now, the reason why there's a ban on exporting shvias produce to chutz laretz. So he brings down, there are a couple of svaras, but one of the svaras is because of the beer, that they connect it with beer. Because we're afraid what's going to happen is you're going to ship it to some city. It's going to come to Zman HaBir, right? Kol HaChayim and HaSada. And now you're kind of to envire it. But the people in chutz laretz, they're not familiar with the beer halakas. They're not tracking, you know, what that date is. You know, it comes Hanukkah, there's no HaChayim and HaSada anymore. And it's kind of a beer, and no one's going to do it. So therefore, the Chacham made an Isser. No shvias goes outside Eretz Yisrael. We want to keep it so you can keep the beer halachas properly. That's one svar. Okay? And not only that, that procedure, apparently, the procedure of beer must be performed in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's another point. So, the other reason is to ensure...
It has to
be mavur in Eretz Yisrael. I guess it means you have to make it hefker in Eretz Yisrael, or in the case that you, if you hold like the Rambam, that you're going to be virate mamish.
Just you can't make it hefker.
What?
It's not in your rishus. How can you make it hefker?
What do you mean not in your rishus?
In other words, if you sold it to somebody in another country, yeah,
no. I'm not talking about that. The person who buys it is mechuyev to be mavirate. It has nothing to do with your ownership. You're talking about you shipped it out. Now it's in my. I bought the answer. It's in my house, and now it's Kol HaChayim and HaSada, and I have to do beer. But I have to do the beer in Eretz Yisrael. First of all, I'm not going to know to do beer, and second of all, I'm not going to do it in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Alternatively, there's a second reason. It has nothing to do with beer. Rather, it was to prevent people from inadvertently violating the regulations governing the use of produce. Now, it has Shvias sanctity. We're learning Shvias. We're learning all about lawful lehefsed. You know, we know what to do. I mean, does everybody know that if you have your Havdalah cup and you're filling it up and you usually make your cup runneth over on Motzei Shabbos? Some people have that minhag. I don't. I don't do that. I think it's wrong. But there are people that do it. They pour wine and have it overflow the cup. That's usher to do that on Shvias. You can't do that. Because that's the Akal La Hesed. Your mom is being mafsed in fair Shvias. It's a fair Shvias, sir. You couldn't take your candle and stick it in the wine to make it go out, because afterwards you're not going to eat it. That's also the Akal La Hesed. Simple things like this. I'm giving an example just to show you things that we don't even think about because we're not trained to think about it. We don't live in the Shemitah world. So that's another reason. That's an alternative reason why they said it's Osir. He does mention the Chazayin Ish over here. However, when citing the export prohibition, it does not mention that produce which was taken out of Eretz Yisrael is forbidden to be eaten. There's no Isser to eat it. So if you violated this rule and you shipped the Esrog, that esrog is roi l'achila. If the esrog was not roi l'achila, you wouldn't have been yotze the mitzvah of esrog, because it says lachem, by esrog l'chach lachem, it has to be roi l'achila. If it's not roi l'achila, you're not yotze the mitzvah of esrog. So that's, it's mutter d'achila. In accordance with...
Is the exporter, is he over a lob on every single esrog?
I didn't say anything about a lob. This is not an isa d'oraisa. And this at most, I think, is an isa d'rabbanan. But in accordance with this view, Chazayin Ish rules that illegally exported esrog and mashrias may be used on sukkahs since they are permitted for consumption. So
that's why we have
So, you know, but it's illegal. It's illegal. It's a violation. I always mocked very much on the eighth year not to buy a shrug for Eretz Yisrael. That's just a personal
unlock. It's illegal for the shipper?
It's illegal for the person to take to pay for those payers to be taken out. And you're helping them do it.
I'm surprised they didn't elaborate on that point in the footnotes. Art Scroll didn't like
he says it. He says there's a big essay about it. So you can Ayin Shom, you'll see it. Okay, let's go on. So now, I'm a base. No, I'm a base. I'm a Rebbe. Shemati Beferish. I heard. Maitzian L'Suryov. Maitzian L'Chutz La'aretz. That he heard that this issur that we just talked about of taking payers to Shvius outside Eretz Yisrael, that it does not apply to Surya, even though Surya is Kibush Yachid. But since in Surya, speaking about the reasons that we just mentioned, Surya, apparently they were very, very familiar because of its proximity to Eretz Yisrael. They were familiar with the halachas of Shvius. So therefore, there was no problem of taking the payers over there and them getting lost in the crowd, so to speak. So therefore, he was matur. Of course, he was maskim. And with Tzil Chutzarts, obviously, other places would remain in place then. Isser. Ein mivian truma mechutz la'aretz la'aretz. Now, if someone takes truma from chutz la'aretz, it says over here that this is an old takana that goes all the way back. In footnote 3, third line, an enactment dating back to the era of the prophets required Truma and Maaser to be separated from produce grown in Babylon, Egypt, Ammon, and Moab, even though they're outside Eretz Yisrael. Produce of Surya was also subject to a rabbinic tithing. Now, our Mishnah teaches that Truma from these foreign lands cannot be brought into Eretz Yisrael. We'll see the reason in the Gemara. I'm a Rebbe. So Rebbe said, this is Rebbe Lishitose, Shemati Beferish, he said, Shemaviyam Yisroya. Again, he's treating Surya just like Eretz Yisrael, just like in the previous halacha. He allowed you to take Shvius into Surya. So here too, he's allowing the true Muslim Maestris that were taken off in Surya to be brought into Eretz Yisrael. He's treating it like Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So now the Gemara goes through a little process over here. Rishayna, in the beginning, Hayah Yorak Hosama Bisfarei Eretz Yisrael. That Svari are the border towns. So in the beginning, the vegetables, you could not bring them from Chutz La'aretz even to the border settlements of Eretz Yisrael. But they saw it was getting very difficult. So his kinush, he yark mutab Svari Eretz Yisrael. So they relaxed it a little bit. Then, Afa Pikein, Hayu also lahavi yark mi Chutz La'aretz. But to bring it deeper into Eretz Yisrael, that part was still intact. His kino, but then obviously subsequently they saw even that was too hard, so they went to Sakin Shehim with the Lavi Yark Mechutz La'aretz La'aretz. They allowed it from them. Afal Pi Kein, nevertheless, Hayu Asur Likach Yark Mitzray Shvius Miyad. It was still prohibited to buy vegetables right away because, like we said, of the Issur Svichim, right? But Rebbe hit the Likach Yark Mitzray Shvius Miyad. He allowed. He saw again, he's seeing that there's this need and he's being moderate. Barman Kapluto, except the exception of leek. In other words, leek for some reason, leek, Rebbe did not allow them to bring it from outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. So, Ma Avdin Leit Tziporai. So, what did the people from Tzipori, which is where Rebbe lived, they brought, what did they do? So, Abashune Sakav Akitma, they took a leek. And they dressed it up in sackcloth and ashes. They brought a leek.
Like the Gavonim.
They brought the leek, brought all dressed up, like Tisha B'Av. Mm-hmm. By Sunei Kumei Rebbe, they brought it in front of Rebbe. Amulei, they said to him, Mochata Dein Min Kol Yarka. How did the leek sin from all the other vegetables? Why are you being machmer on the leek? So this is a riot, this story. Some say that the pshat is that they dressed it up so to show it that it had done tshuva from whatever chait it had done. Anyway, and he obviously was very amused by this, and he's convinced by it as well, Shrelon, and then he went ahead and he was mata the leek as well. Okay, so all these things are moving along. You see how Xeris, they try to make the Xeris, but if they see the oilum cannot be oimed to them, they're mata them. if they have to. Ula bar Yisrael b'shem Reb Chanina. To me, this just says a lot to me in terms of, I don't know how to say this. I don't want to say too strong. But if I would just let loose, which I don't do often, but if I would let loose, I would say I can't stand it when people try to impose lessons of bitachon that are obviously evident in the pasuk. But you know, you keep shvius, you have bitachon of Kadosh Baruch Hu, who says it in the pasuk. It's a pasuk. That whatever, you know, whatever you need, if you keep toimer manoichal, the pasuk is matiakas, that there will be growth. But that's a lesson in terms of the ideal. But practically speaking, you need to do what you need to do when you have a situation. You've got to deal with the reality. You can't just sit in your high tower and start preaching the lessons that are, I'm not arguing with the lesson, but you can't rely on the lesson when you're dealing with a tzibur. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does this make sense what I'm saying? In other words, I'm not contradicting the Torah. Chas v'shalom. But what I'm telling you is, you see from the Gemara, I would have known it without the Gemara. I'm getting it. I'm deriving this from this Gemara. The Gemara is clearly saying that they did not simply turn, you know, close the books on the complaints that people may have had. Oh, we don't have what to eat. I know, well, have betochen. You know, Torah says have betochen, so have betochen. That's not acceptable. You need to solve the problem. All right, whatever. Of course, I'm not talking about the arises here. I'm talking about the rabbonans. So, again, I'm, don't misunderstand me. Ulabar Yishmael b'shem Rab Chanina, Rebbe Rab Yosi by Yehuda Naksun la'Akko. So now, he had the following story. So Rebbe and Rab Yosi went down to Akko. Akko 14, it says it's close to the border of Eretz Yisrael, as we've mentioned before. So that was shortly after the end of Shavuos. The Iskablu Gabi Ramana. So they were received as guests by Ramana. Again, look at the names here. It's Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi are the guests. So Amalei Rebbe, so Rebbe says to Ramana, Ramana is the host. So there's a little bit of a demanding host, guest. Rebbe, I guess, had the right to be demanding because of his status. But anyway, he says, prepare us a pan of vegetables. Avalon kupad. So he made a dish of meat. L'mochar, the next day, Amalei, Rebbe says again to him, make us a pan of vegetables. Avalon tanagoto. This time he made a dish of poultry. So Amar Rebbe, so Rebbe sees that he's not making him the vegetables. And Rebbe was matra vegetables, so he was obviously testing them out, because it must have been a rumor that he had heard that he wasn't makabel his Rebbe was matra, right?
Everybody was
matra
in
Eretz Yisrael. Nikuzeh shuhumi pasach shal Shmuel. He says it's obvious he's from the academy of Shmuel, and Shmuel was known to have disagreed with Rebbe's leniency regarding purchasing vegetables in the beginning of the eighth year. Remember, this is the beginning of the eighth year. Apparently, Rabbana was following his view when he refrained from buying the vegetables. Instead, he served meat and poultry. Okay? Amalei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, sir, he said, no. If you don't pass the Shmuel, I know this is not from the Shmuel. The conduct is not because he's a Talmud of Shmuel. It's true that Shmuel rejects Rabbi's thing, but Lama Avakei, why did he do that? The Talmud min Talmudei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Hayark, Osir B'Sfari Eretz Yisrael. Because he's from the Talmudim of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you're not allowed to have the vegetables in these border towns. Akko being a border town, so you weren't allowed to do it. And that's why he gave them other food. Kad Osir L'Gabei, when Ramana later came to Rebbe on a different occasion, Tana Le'Yuvda, he told him over that story, he reminded him of what happened. Amalei, and Rebbe said to him, he said to him, listen to this, okay? You should have acted in accordance with our view and served us the vegetables as we requested. In order, listen to these magic words, guys, avoid potentially being punished as one who promotes controversy. I just told this to somebody the other day. I said to him, look, saying that someone should conform So the halachic norms of the Rabbanim is not a question of their rabbinic scholarship. They may have a very valid rabbinic hashkafa, but when you're going against what the accepted normative halacha is, and you start creating your own little chaburos, that's a problem. That's the loss, that is the lesson of the Zokein Mamre. The Rambam says, a Zokein Mamre, he's a Gia Lohiro, he's from the Gedolei Hador, he's on the Sanhedrin Agor, and he's got his chaverim who are all outvoting him, and he goes out and paskins against them. He's chayev misa, the Rambam says, because he's marbe machloikas v'Yisrael. That is the lesson of the Zokein Mamre, and I think this is exactly what's going on over here as well. Rebbe's telling him, look, I know you have your shita. I know you have you're following your Rebbe's shita, fine. But that's not what you should have done. You should have served us the vegetables. And that's it. I like that. Okay. Off my soapbox.
Also, Rebbe was used to eating vegetables year-round.
Come on, Tanino. Okay. It says over there, Min HaYarak, one who vows, this is talking about a Gemara Nedarim. So normally by Nedarim, the rule is that you make a Neder, it becomes Aser, in Lashon B'nai Adam. If you call vegetable a vegetable, there's two types of vegetables. There's the common vegetables you have in your kitchen, and then there's wild vegetables. So if I say I make a Neder, I'm not going to eat vegetables, obviously I have in mind my vegetables in my kitchen. I'm not thinking about the wild growing vegetables. But if it's a Shvius year, I'm not going to have access to vegetables in my kitchen. I'm only going to have access to vegetables in the fields. So therefore, when I say vegetables, I mean the wild vegetables. So it changes. The Isser Neder will change based on what year it is. That's what it says over here. Min HaYarak, Motu B'Yarak HaSasod. If it's the rest of the years, the other 6 years, so then you can eat the wild vegetables. Shu Shem Levi, because the appellation of the field is an additional title. I didn't have it in mind. But Tony, Allah, Hanonim and Ayark Mishriyas, Asr Afi Yark Sasana, then you also even the vegetables in the field because cultivated vegetables are not available. So you were referring to the wild vegetables. So Zagmar says, now we're on 51A, Tony Reb Karispa, Bishem Rakananya Ben Gamliel, Hadar Tamar, Ashla Hitra Rabbi Lahavi Yark Kutzlars La Aretz. This distinction will only be true before Rabbi was Mata bringing those vegetables into Eretz Yisrael. But after he was matar bringing the vegetables, so then you have vegetables readily available to you during the Shemitah year, just like you had the rest of the year, and then you would go back to the original halacha of the Nedarim. It always has the same halacha. Ad kan.